about different ways of doing my stitching. Jennifer, she heard it. She says, forget it, I'll never do it.
I hate each, that.
Oh, it's awful.
Each of these took 20 to 30 minutes. Again, you look at the whole quilt and you think, oh, forget it. But this is my thing to do sitting in the evening. A lot of quilts are going to be hand quilted on the border more than they will be inside. It's a pretty stitching. The way you can tell hand stitching is the needle goes up and down, so it looks like a dashed line instead of the solid line that you get from the sewing machine. When you do the stitch in a ditch, I usually use clear thread. I could use black on this really easily, because I'm going along, black will kind of disappear into it. But if I were doing, I think it's a good example. Okay, this is a good one. If I were doing this with burgundy thread, I'm fine as long as I'm next to the burgundy. But from here to here, I'm not. This is where clear thread would come in really handy. And the clear thread is just a plastic-based clear thread. Doesn't show up at all. Make sure your bobbin thread matches your back. Other than that, and it's not... Very few machines can handle using clear top and bottom. Almost no machine will easily stitch with clear top and bottom. You mess up. Fancy stitches. We already talked about that. If your machine has fancy stitches, give it a shot. Shadowing. Shadowing is taking where the pieces are and going around them. This is hand shadowed. It goes around the outside. I'm sorry, this is outlining. Shadowing would go on the inside. If I did the same thing, for example, with squares, and a neat way to do it without going into hand quilting would be to go just inside and do, for example, half an inch all the way around inside each one of these. That would be shadowing. If you do it on something hand appliqued, a lot of times you do outlining, which is this. Sorry.
So anything inside the piece is shadowing?
Only if it shadows the line beside it.
Shadows the line.
Okay. Well, the cabin quilts. Well, cabin quilts tend to be shadowed. Okay.
This one? All kinds of them. Okay, let's see. Hand. We already talked about... These are done with stencils. Simply a stencil of that design that I drew on with a piece of chalk. It's tailoring chalk.
See you later if you're still here.
Or there's pens that you can use that are like markers that do blue or purple lines. If you're doing it on lighter fabric, they're great. And then all you do is you take a damp cloth and when you wipe it across, they disappear. Very fun. Again, we'll talk about that more on the last. Tied, we talked about. Embellishments, we talked about. Supplies! I suggest Olfa. I just like their products. They're cutting... rotary cutters like this, and we'll be using these tonight too, so you'll see how these are used. My mother said the first quilt she made, she went to what at the time was a new store called Quilt Works after going to Cloth World, and she saw these neat things, these quilts that were made, and she picked a simple square by square design, and she went home, drew the lines on a piece of fabric and sat there with scissors.
Oof.
Cutting them out. And then she went back to get something else that she needed, and they said, well, how are you liking it? She said, well, it'd be great, but it took me like 3 days to cut all that out. And they showed her how to use a rotary cutter, and the same thing would have taken less than half an hour, probably, using a rotary cutter. So, like I say, we'll be getting into those later. A cutting mat that does not have to be that size. If you're getting one for the first time, I suggest you get...
There's my
I think it's a 26 by 18. That one's a good one. Just something simple that you can lay on a table at home and easily work around. Something that big, you got to have a big workspace too. So, the rotary ruler, again, Jennifer has a great first size ruler on hers. I have probably a dozen rulers of all different squares and rectangles and thin and wide and the biggie that's on there, stuff like that. But as long as you have a basic one, usually a 5-inch wide one, that's a good place to start. Quilting curved safety pins. Walmart, $4 or $5, something like that. They have a little curve to them, a little notch. These are much easier when you're putting it together than regular safety pins. The reason is when I go down and I have this set on a table, I can go down and come back up with my pins. I don't have to go down and then go back up. I can do it just about one-handed. An iron. Okay, you got an iron and your quilting. I'm going to do that too. Choosing fabric, 100% cotton. Most quilting fabric is 100% cotton. You go to get something that stretches and it's a polyester blend, you're going to be in trouble. You're pushing it through, it gets stretched out, then it gathers and puckers when you let go of it. Or you go to wash it and it gets stretched out. So a lot of people are using flannel. That's really popular right now. Marietta's making a gorgeous flannel quilt.
Ooh,
it's soft.
I do too.
But don't mistake that for terry cloth. Terry cloth stretches. Don't want to use that. Scraps from old clothing and stuff. If you have all your baby dresses and you want to make, you know, cut squares and everything, that's great. Beware. It's going to be better as a wall hanging than something that sits on the bed. If it sits on the bed, it has to be washed and stuff. All different fabrics that have different amount of wear, different thicknesses. Probably some of them are blends. It's not going to last long. It's really pretty to make something hanging with. And the this quilt is sunbonnet sous are great to make with old baby dresses. Why? Because you're making a dress. How cute. A dress again, you can cut the little lace off the bottom and sew it on the rough, you know, stuff like that. Otherwise, kind of stay away from old clothes. The exception to that would be jeans. You want to avoid that worn out part right here that's worn so thin that it's smooth. But pockets of jeans and thighs of jeans and bottoms of jeans are really popular, really durable, makes a really neat, heavy quilt. Because all of the jeans that you cut up are probably all different colors, all different tones. They don't wear the same. Something from here is not going to necessarily match something from here. You can even have the little pockets in as part of the quilt, part of the design. Make a little bandana sticking up out of one or whatever. Jeans make really cute quilts.
But it's good to wash those at the laundromat.
They're
heavy and they're like a lot of
lint. Real quick, we're gonna move along. I suggest Mettler thread, which looks like this.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't use Mettler, use Coats and Clark. Good old Coats and Clark, Walmart, you can get it. If you get the stuff that costs 50 cents a spool at Walmart and you're sewing with it and you put all that work into a quilt only to have the thread breaking, don't bother.
Right.
The same with, for example, Sarah brought one that had her grandmother's thread stolen. That's cool. They do start to break down over the years. So you can take them and just go like this and it just pulls apart. No good. Don't put all that work into it. Hand quilting, we'll get into that at the end, so I'm not worried about that. As far as supplies go, really, once you have the basics, then you start working on your stash. And that's just your my stash. That's just the piles and piles of cloth that fills up closets and closets. Let's get that part.
Find yourself going to fabric stores in other states and spending $150.
$134. We were in Hawaii and I found the Hawaiian fabric market. I went a little crazy.
She did. She was walking in like her hands were going up. She couldn't open up the door.
Okay, let's get started. Plan well, and I only say this because if you go to the store and you go, which I did this in Hawaii, I'm not saying don't ever do it, you go, I'll take a yard of that and a yard of that. All these are so cool. If you have something in mind, think about what you're getting because it would be horrible to go, I'm 3 inches short, and you go back to the store and now I have it. They're sold out. So think and plan ahead. If you already know you're going to make a quilt with that, take a couple of minutes to think through exactly how much you're going to need. I put wash, dry, and pressure fabric and not fabric softener. if it happens to have fabric softener, if you just got to have it or if you threw it in with other stuff, that's fine. But it does leave residue on the cloth. That's what makes your cloth softer when it has fabric softener. It could potentially affect your quilt to some point or the other. So it's just better to leave it off. Pressing fabric often. Cut the fabric. These, what y'all are going to be making, are with 5-inch strips. What's going to show when that quilt's done is 4.5 inches because you lose 1/4 inch on both sides. So again, think about that when you're counting out. If you want a quilt to be 36 inches wide and you think I'm going to use 6 6-inch squares, well, when they're all sewn together, you've lost 2 inches. So all of a sudden your 36-inch quilt is 32.5 inches. So just remember you've got the seam allowance. After you press them together, like tonight when you do the strips and you're pressing them, you've already got all your strips together, then you're going to head over and you're going to press the seam flat. A lot of people tend to think to press it open, push them out this way. That's not the strongest way to make your quilt. The strongest way is to push both of them towards the darker fabric. If one's not necessarily darker than the other, press it towards the print. If that doesn't work, press it towards the center of your quilt. So for yours, you've got a print next to the green or yellow?
Yellow.
Next to the yellow. You'll press it towards the print. That way, it's kind of a thin fabric. You're not looking at that ridge running underneath the yellow. Add borders, same thing. Pin together, we'll do that next week. The quilting and binding we'll get into also. I put down just some good to know things is the size of mattresses, twin, full, queen, and king, and what size quilt you would need to make to cover that. The same for the wall hanging, the standard width, standard for a crib or lap quilt, stuff like that. Standard fabric cut, a yard is 36 by the 44 inches wide. If you get a 1/4 yard of fabric, you're going to get 9-inch wide by 44. If you get a fat 1/4, it's going to be 22 by 18. So when you go to a fabric store and you see something advertised as a fat 1/4, it simply means if you picture the piece of fabric out instead of a 1/4 this way, they've taken a 1/4 of the rectangle. That's all that a fat 1/4 is. Fat 1/8 is half of this, not a 4.5 inch wide by 44 inch. It's going to be 9 by 22 inches. So that's listed there too. It's good to know. I just put down different stores and what they offer as far as QuiltWorks gives the 25% discount on your birthday. You have a birthday coming up? Look in the directory and see who does. Jennifer's birthday were Saturday and I needed a bunch of batting, I'd be going, hey, Jen, what you doing on your birthday? Joann Fabrics has coupons that come in the mail, but if you go online, you can get even more coupons. Sign up for their free, it's every 2 or 3 weeks that they mail them, email them. Hobby Lobby almost always has 40% off any one item. This week it happened to be 40% off, I think it's Dollhouse Furniture for the coupon. But usually it's 40% off any one item, which includes a cut of fabric. Online ones, and then there's always me. You can always call me and say, I need help working on this. And I'll say, come on over. And the last page is how to make the quilt that we're going to make. I'm not going to hand you your fabric, hand you this, and say, go make it. We're going to do it as a class. But this will be as reference for you later. So if you all have your sets of fabric picked out, pick which two you want to be in the main part of the quilt. If you have the light blues, either of the light blues, I suggest that be one of the ones you have inside. I suggest the stripes be inside because otherwise this border is going to have stripes going this way and this border is going to have stripes going this way. Other than that, just pick it out. Whatever two you're doing in the middle, go sew them. And what you're going to do is you're going to sew, for example, if I were making this one, I would sew a strip of light blue to a strip of striped. Strip of light blue, strip of striped. You have 4 of each. So you're just going to sew A to B, B to A, A to B, B to A, and sew those pieces together. And once you have all 8 connected, bring it over to the cutting table and I'll show you the next step. And this is where I set you loose, because by the end of tonight, you're going to have this much done. Your whole quilt top will be done by the end of class tonight.
Yay!
Wow.
And you have
fast.
Plenty of time to get this far.
Okay.
Cool. Go for it.
I'm getting this one.
If you didn't have a machine, I brought 2 machines.
I'll bet I have to go pick up my clothes. So let's get it. Last time she seam, and I will be around. I have a piece of masking tape that you can mark off where the quarter inch seam is, too, which just makes it that much easier. Outside of the fabric.
Either way.
Where's the corner?
Say what?
Okay, so this one right here or inside? Oh.
It'll bring you pin, I have pin for sure.
Almost done for it. Okay.
Nope, that's.
That'll want it.
Just square, but we're gonna cut off.
It'll pull itself through, you know, the top of the detail. And then it's often.
And this is onion steak with extra onions.
Is that good?
Right?
Yeah. Don't worry about me.
It's the reason I'm still single.
Not generally. We've been put on the pickle cheese for a while.
That's cool.
Yeah, but like I said, I'm going to
have to. Oh, I might have to. Okay.
Now, we're going to try to keep this on the edge of the fog, which is a little slow. Down, just back stitch, go a couple stitches, and then back stitch. Okay, now you're going to go all the way, just don't fold it again. You move it over the leg, it won't vibrate as much.
What do you mean?
See the leg?
Like the Cadillac of sewing machines.
Yeah. I'm jealous.
Yeah. Get Juniper.
something's wrong with mine. Oh, no, this is a cute sewing machine.
Isn't that cool? It goes slower, too, so it really gives you more control.
That is neat.
Well, I got that for Christmas from Moran last year.
So, you know what those run? They still sell them?
Well, that's the best we will be.
Is your birthday got that? I got Josh a sewing machine.
Nice, they're so good.
It's even the same brand. It was just $10.
I'm sure she could tell you where she got it.
So petite.
I thought Marianne got it for you.
It's in a big box. Hey, no, Chris went to go buy it with me. She got it at Costco or something.
Whoa.
Boy, I just... Flannel. Not just, but like a few months ago.
Wait, with what?
Oh, this?
You have to learn at school because I don't want you to learn my bad habits.
Yeah, I lived in Comac in middle school, and I made scrunchies for all my friends. You know, when I was like, how you used to want to give gifts at every like holiday.
Thanks. You're welcome.
But then I stopped, and I never made anything again. And this has been like positive.
Wow, a mess.
So we'll see.
Cool.
My degree's in home education.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
home
education. That's cool.
Did you teach her when she was younger?
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, is she in
it? Was a quarter inch.
She's too much of a perfectionist.
She's crafty, though. I would have thought for sure she really would like something.
I do too. We did the chocolate.
I know. I'll tell her. Me and Carol are both taking the class. Take it here.
Share it.
My mom's there.
Sherry,
yes?
Where's the quarter inch on this?
The side of the presser foot.
Okay.
We went to lunch with Julie the other day. I cannot believe how big that is. Isn't it cute though? He's all grumpy.
And he's doing a cute little army crawl.
Yeah, he's so big.
Isn't he big?
It's amazing how much he's grown.
Are you making money? Gotta get that machine.
Yeah. One of my best friends is, she just got, her husband got transferred to Benizoli, Italy. So they're in,
where is that?
It's just north of Milan.
Okay, is the Army Air Force?
Yeah, yes. Air Force. No, maybe it's not. He works there. Works with nuclear weapons or something, I don't know. But they're trying to have a baby and they're, you know, out in the middle of nowhere.
I don't even know where Milan is.
It's pretty, like, central.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, not that far from Rome?
I'm not sure where Rome is. I know it's just, like, relative to it. I know it's just, like, 2 hours from, where did she tell me? Venice, I think.
Oh, okay, that's pretty far.
Yeah, they're close to the Alps.
Okay. Yeah, there's a big army presence. I mean, big military presence.
She called it. She said the closest one is they're kind of offset to it. Is oh, it starts with C, I think. Yeah, she was born in Naples. Her dad was in the military, so.
So she's used to that.
She is. But she's missing home just a little bit.
Very hard.
I sent her red vines for her birthday because they don't have, you know, those over there.
press it toward the darkest.
Can you press the darkest?
I know it. I made it.
Thank you.
I love this book.
I do too. Yeah, but I told the books are better. You can read them at the linear and
rotary cutters, so
they never have.
Really?
I did the scissor thing.
I made a starburst.
Yeah. Oh. You gotta stop halfway.
Oh, it's
water. And that doesn't matter because I've already started.
It's just water.
Maybe there's nothing in there.
Okay.
You can open it.
come look at this.
Well,
sheets in here, so.
Or maybe in those cabinets.
No.
Above the.
There's a storage.
I think they have the heater on in the nursery upstairs, so we're going to catch up with the heater.
Okay, Jennifer, yes.
Yeah. Having issues with people. I'm just not meant to sew tonight or something.
As you can see.
Look at this.
Before it was like harder to see the board.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of offset. This is more center now.
Is that my skirt show?
I do.
Tell them you like it.
Huh?
Tell them you like it.
Yeah.
Said it looks kind of.
What'd
you say it looked like?
I was used to hers, so if you're going to get another Bernina. I don't think so. It's got the walking foot and everything.
Mm-hmm. This is nice.
But it had all the glass that we had.
Right.
Impressive.
Anna learned how to do that one.